Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. Sonic the Hedgehog needs no introduction, being one of the most recognisable video game characters ever created, and also being one of my favourite video game franchises. His most famous games, of course, are those in the classic era from the early to mid-90s, namely Sonic the Hedgehog 1, 2, CD, 3, and Sonic & Knuckles. And speaking of Knuckles, many people are unaware of the fact that he once received a spin-off game of his own during this era, a game known as Knuckles Chaotix. Knuckles Chaotix released in 1995 for the 32X, a 32-bit expansion for the 16-bit Sega Mega Drive console. However, this expansion accessory for the console was an enormous commercial failure, and thus, Knuckles Chaotix became one of the most obscure Sonic games ever, and one of the hardest to obtain, as it has never been re-released unlike all the other classic-era Sonic games. Being true to its title, Knuckles Chaotix stars Knuckles the Echidna as the main character instead of Sonic the Hedgehog, but on a basic level, the game appears to play identically to the other Sonic games of the classic era, being 2D side-scrolling platformers. However, the unique gimmick of this game is that the character you play as can pick another character from a claw machine to join them before beginning a level, and then they are tethered to each other like a bungee, linked by the rings they hold in their hands, which can be used to propel the pair of characters further ahead, or have one character being carried and thrown by the other. The playable characters of this game are Knuckles the Echidna, Espio the Chameleon, Vector the Crocodile, Charmy the Bee, and Mighty the Armadillo. Each character has a unique ability, such as gliding through the air, climbing up walls, or dashing forward in midair. Espio, Vector, and Charmy all made their debut in this game before making their more famous appearance in Sonic Heroes nearly a decade later. But Mighty the Armadillo is a rather curious character, as he looks like a mix between Sonic and Knuckles, and originates from an even more obscure Sonic game, a Japanese exclusive arcade game from 1993 known as Sega Sonic the Hedgehog, which features Sonic and Mighty as playable characters, along with Ray the Flying Squirrel, who looks like a mix between Sonic and Tails the Fox. Though Mighty and Ray would be absent for decades, they eventually returned in 2018 for the Plus expansion of the classic-era-styled game Sonic Mania. Sonic and Tails themselves are not playable in Knuckles Chaotix, only making cameo appearances during the game's good ending. However, there was a prototype of the game known as Sonic Crackers that featured Sonic and Tails as the main characters along with the ring tether gimmick present in the final version of the game. There are a couple of characters, however, who have a chance to be chosen by accident before starting a level. A pair of robots known as Heavy and Bomb, who hinder the player by slowing them down or exploding and hurting them respectively. Another feature that makes Knuckles Chaotix unique from other classic-era Sonic games is that you don't progress through each level in a continuous, linear format. Instead, a roulette-styled system chooses which level you will play through right after you pick your partner character, and once you have completed all acts of a level, or zone as they're known in the Sonic games, it will be greyed out and the level selection will be narrowed down to the areas you haven't fully completed yet. And though Dr. Eggman, the primary antagonist of most Sonic games, appears in the game with his various machines as the boss fight at the end of each zone, the main antagonist of this game appears to be Metal Sonic, a robotic copy of Sonic created by Dr. Eggman, who made his debut 2 years prior in Sonic the Hedgehog CD. Metal Sonic serves as the final boss of this game, but transforms into a terrifyingly ginormous and monstrous form during the final battle. And if you wait for over a minute in any level, Metal Sonic will suddenly appear and attack you. Also, instead of collecting all Chaos Emeralds in order to receive the game's good ending like in the other Sonic games, you have to collect all the Chaos Rings to achieve this. Otherwise, you'll be met with a rather eerie bad ending to the game. Join me again next time.